Good morning. Welcome to day two of Sonoy 2023. Today, I guess the common theme is collaboration and building community. And I am going today to give a talk about this concept of circle composition, and specifically the iteration that we did with the open source audio meeting Cologne in February 2021. And I'm going to take you through my experience doing it, my creative process, I guess. And at the very end, I'm going to encourage you to do it yourself. Hello, internet. You too. So first of all, maybe one or two words about myself and what to expect today. I am a professional musician. And I have been a Linux user since 2007. And for most of these years since then, I did not actually really do that much music on my computer, just due to me being classically trained and most of my creative endeavors taking place in the acoustic and or analog world. But then this little thing called COVID happened, and from one day to another, I had to do all my jobs digitally. And I think since I had been a Linux user for such a long time at that point, I adapted quite quickly. And I learned Arduino and the whole setup thing with Jack and stuff and like that. And ever since then, I have been able to create music on my computer. And I did in this instance. And I think it was quite cool, and I want to tell you about it. So we did a project with the concept of circle composition. What is circle composition? In this case, we were four people, these four people, and we wanted to create four pieces or four songs. And we had decided that these songs should consist of three layers. The first layer being the bass or low frequencies and the rhythm. So, for example, if you'd have a band set up, that would be, of course, the drum set and the bass. But depending on what style you're going for, it could be really anything, just low frequencies and some kind of rhythm, however you want to interpret that. And then the second layer of all these pieces should be the mid frequencies or and or the harmonies. So, again, if you're in a band context, think of guitars, synthesizers, keyboards in general, stuff like that. And the third layer should be the melody and or high frequencies. So again, in a band context, this would be the singer or the lead guitar or, I don't know, a trumpet, whatever you have it. And then there's, so to speak, a fourth layer, the mixing part, because we decided we wanted to do the whole project in Arduino as a recording project or a music production project. There had to be some mixing at the very end of it. So how it worked was that all these four people started on day one of the project with their respective ideas for the first layer, for the bass and rhythm. And you'd have 3 days to come up with something and put it in your Arduino project. And then at the end of day three, you'd have to pass it on to the next person in the circle. And at the same time, you'd receive whatever the person behind you in the circle had come up with. And then for the next 3 days, you'd have time to come up with the second layer. Getting whatever the person before you gave you and thinking about how what fit or what you think would be nice on that. And at the end of day six, you'd have to pass that on and would, again, receive something that the first two persons behind you in the circle had come up with. And you'd have to make the third layer. And at the end of day nine, pass it on. And during the last 3 days of the project, everybody would mix what they'd gotten. If you don't already understand how that works, no worries. I'm going to take you through the whole process. This was the how we were grouped, I guess. Daniela is not here today, but Chris and Niels are, as you can tell. Oh, and Niels today is was nice enough to agree to kind of DJ the audio projects for me today, so do all the clicky stuff so that I can talk. thank you, Niels. But he was also part of the project. And yeah, did I forget something about circle composing? No. If you have questions at this point, you can ask them. No. Okay. So. The very first layer, the bass and rhythm layer. This was the point where I don't really know where the idea came from, but I thought about this Inception by Christopher Nolan soundtrack thing where there are these really droning sounds, was quite heavily featured in the trailer as well for other people who did not see the film. And I wanted to do something like that, and I just researched how to do that and found somebody who, you know, had analyzed it. And what you basically do is just you layer on top of each other all the low instruments in the orchestra. So you'd have the whole lower brass section with the tuba, the trombone, lower plate trumpets, the French horns. You'd have the woodwinds, bassoons as well. And then from the string section, the double basses, and from the percussion section, the timpani. And I think I used some other instrument as well in there just to fill up the sound. And when I think about an orchestral setup, my brain, because I'm classically trained, immediately thinks of it in terms of sheet music. So what I did was actually open up MuseScore and just jotted it all down. MuseScore at that point was something different than it is now. And just to get the structure right in my head. And I had initially thought that I'd export this as MIDI and find a library somewhere for orchestral instruments and just do it like that. But that was just a whole other kind ton of, I don't know. Yes, and so I decided to do the following. I just exported because MuseScore already has a library, and what came out of there I thought was not that bad at all. So I just exported the MP3 out of MuseScore and put it in. I did four different sections of the orchestra, I guess. Just exported it and put it in Audua, and this is how it sounds. Maybe we can listen to part of or the whole piece. Finished yet. After this, Isn't there like something even after that? No, there isn't. Oh, no, there isn't. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. It was about 2.5 years ago. Yeah, so you get the gist. And yeah, this is what I passed on at the end of day three. And oh, what I forget to mention, you did not know, of course, what happened to whatever you passed on until the very end of the project. So you as well will not know what happened to that and until the very end of this talk. And yeah, so at this point, we're going to skip a step. We're going to skip the step where I received some bass and rhythm section and or layer and did the second layer of harmonies on top of it, just because of time reasons. And we're going to skip to the part where I received the bass and rhythm and or harmony or mid-frequency layer and was in charge of doing the higher frequencies and or melodies. And so we're going to listen to what I received. Yeah, just the whole thing. Yeah, I received it from Daniela and then Niels. So Daniela did the bass stuff and Niels did the harmonies. No. It's step three. We skipped step two. Yeah, no problem. We skipped step two just of time reasons. Sega! Okay, so receiving this, I was really quite happy. And I think this piece, even without the first 3 seconds, really slaps you in the face with being video game music, I thought. That was my association. And so, I think it's really two parts, in my opinion. So this is the first part. And this part, I thought, was fighting game music, so like Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat. And what I wanted to do there is in the very beginning, in the intro, I wanted to have an announcer. And so I just asked a friend of mine who's got a really nice deep voice and asked him to record himself saying something. You will hear everything I'm talking about right now in a second. Record himself doing something, and on top of his recording, I put this through a bit crusher just to make it fit like the whole 16-bit music kind of feel of the piece. And for the most part of this, I think, fighting game music, I wanted to write a melody, and what I did to come up with how to write the melody, I just sat down for one evening and listened to a bunch of 16-bit music and just tried to analyze how the melodies were crafted. And something that stuck out to me was that there's a lot of third parallels, and for the melodies themselves, like a lot of octave jumps. And so I wrote something that I think did that, and I recorded that, or I did that through a Korg synthesizer, the Micro Korg XL that I just had at home, and did that. And then for this part, for the second part, my association was really that it was an adventure game, and so I was just taken back to my teen years, I guess, and I myself played a lot of Monkey Island and Day of the Tentacle, and I had this thought of the intro of Day of the Tentacle, where the tentacle drinks out of the poisoned river and says, "I feel like I could take on the world," and I wanted to take that and make a melody out of it, and this part is quite triumphant, I think, sounding, and I wanted to write a triumphant melody with it, and I recorded myself through a vocoder, again through this Micro Korg, which has already a cute little stick-on microphone for the vocoder part, and you're gonna hear that, and this is what I did here, and this is the triumphant part. This part is the part in the adventure where someone is checking out a new area, in my mind. And I did this thing where there's a narrator talking about the really obvious stuff, so like narrating what they are doing, or maybe saying things like, maybe I should do this and that to hint the player into doing something. Yeah, so these are the three things I really did. At the very end, something else happened. I guess you can't really understand it because the vocoder is really, really, really distorting the voice, and you can't really understand it, but it's okay. So we're going to listen to what I wrote, and this is already the mixed version of it, so the fourth layer, so to speak, because the audio projects are just already, So let's listen to what I wrote. Sega!
Welcome, choose your fighter. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is happening here. Where is is everybody? Is that blood? Maybe I should check out the basement. Chances are there's something useful in there. I hear something. Is that a voice? Is someone singing?
That is 2.5 years ago, the whole project, and when we went through these projects again, I thought it was just so, they were so cool. yeah, so that was step three, and now follows the part where I was responsible for mixing. I received the three layers that were already, yeah, I received the project with three layers. Oh, you are, wow, you're quick. And we're going to have listen into these different layers and then have a listen at the whole thing that I mixed. And so the bass and rhythm part was basically really synth pad-ish. So stuff like this, just somewhere in the middle. Yeah, and this just, you'll hear it in the mix at the end. And then for the second layer, which was supposed to be harmonies and or mid frequencies, there wasn't really harmonies or mid frequencies at all. What happened there was was a Game Boy, kind of a hacked Game Boy sound card-ishy sound, which sounded like this. Or did not actually sound like this, but I'm going to talk to you about that. So that was that. But what you heard just now is already rhythmicized. What I received was not rhythmicized at all. It was just kind of randomly plinking and plonking. And I felt that I wanted to have it rhythmicized. So what I did, I don't know if you can see that, but I cut up all the things and just put them where I thought they sounded right, which was actually the main part of my mixing journey in this piece. And also in the second layer, there was the sound of a train, just a sample of a train passing by. And what I did to that was make it, for the whole duration of the sample, pan from left to right. And that was the second layer. And we can listen to it in the end. It's quite prominent in the mix. And then for the third layer, the higher frequencies, these were very much corresponding with the low layer, also sounding really synth pad-y, stuff like this. Yeah, so, and then there was also a voice part also recorded through vocoder, which sounded like this. This is quite fitting. Yeah.
as ghostwriter.
Yeah, so stuff like that. And in terms of mixing, I did not actually do that much to the piece, I have to say. As I said, I cut up the Game Boy sounds and I panned the whole thing, like everything. And I'm sure there's some rules to that. I don't know. I just did what I felt was sounded good. I'm sure somebody can explain to me in a couple of years how that was supposed to go. But I just did what I thought felt sounded right. And I, of course, adjusted the dynamics a little bit. And I actually, to this morning, I thought, I don't know if I really did any equalizing. I think I did not even do compressing. can we see that quickly? No, I did I? No. So yeah, as I said, I did not really do that much. But I thought that. Also, I'm not really educated in mixing, so I thought that these came very well prepared already. And so this is what I made. Oh yeah, maybe I did some reverb. Thank you. Yeah, and so this is how it sounded in the very end. With everything. Oh, yeah. No, this is the lyrics part is for the next. Oh yeah, this is I think we should show the audio project, but this is the lyrics and maybe the vocoder is not that clear. So this is in German what's going to be sung, and this is it in English. Yeah, so let's have a listen.
I'm
And I find this one really, really cool and touching as well. So, before I'm finished with this talk, I have to reveal what happened to my Inception style stuff. And we're just going to have a listen for the whole project. And for all the people not speaking German, because there's going to be some voice narrating some kind of scene in German, we have just the information for you that there's going to be the name Fifi said aloud a lot. And Fifi is some kind of like a stereotypical German name for a small dog, like a terrier or something. And this is the English translation. So Fifi nicht die Knochen means Fifi not the bones. And yeah, maybe if you want to read it. Yeah, and so let's have a listen at what came out of my baseline.
Komm, Fifi, komm, na, hol das Stöckchen. Ja, hopp. Da hinten hinter den Blumen. Da, noch ein Stückchen weiter links. Ja, rechts neben dem Baum. Super, bring das Stöckchen, ja, okay. Noch einmal, komm, hopp. Ja, da vorne, links. Ja, bring das Stöckchen. Nein, nicht die Knochen. Noch einmal, das Stöckchen.
Nicht die Knochen.
Hopp. Na komm, lauf, lauf. Bring das Stöckchen. Schon wieder die Knochen. Ich habe mir so viel Mühe gemacht, die Knochen zu vergraben. Und du gräbst jetzt die ganzen Knochen wieder aus. Was soll ich denn mit dir machen, Fifi?
Yeah, so that was what came out of this circle composition project that we did. And at this point, I really, really, really want to encourage you to try this out for yourself. I think it's a really, really fun thing to do. I had a lot of fun doing it. And I think it's beneficial for several types of people. I think it could be beneficial for people who maybe know a lot of the technical stuff and know their way around all the programs, but maybe not have not that much experience with creating music themselves, or even people who have experience, but everybody gets to this point where you like anxious to just start and have the feeling that you don't have any ideas to just from out of the blue. And I think this concept really jumpstarts you into just doing it. because it breaks down the music into these building blocks and makes it easier to you know, if you're just okay, just the bass line, just what can some bass line. So it's just easier that way. And and also for people who are already really experienced with creating music and maybe just do their own thing a lot, and in German we would say kochen im eigenen Saft, so stewing in their own juice a lot. because since it's a collaborative practice, you're forced to engage with ideas of different people, maybe styles of music that you're really not used to, and you have to come up with something that fits or really doesn't fit this and contrasts with it. And I really think this fires up your creativity, because it's in a way it limits you, and this is always a really good thing, I think, for creativity. And you have to, it's kind of like a problem solving adventure. And I think it's very beneficial in learning stuff through that, musically and creatively learning stuff through that. And just there's an output, which it's always is great, or maybe not always. And we had to talk about that this morning. And so I just want to encourage you, try it out for yourself, grab three buddies and just do it. Yeah, so that's circle composition for you. Any questions? Is it, look if it's muted or not.
Okay, yeah. Did I get the picture clear? Every one of you has made a bass layer, a low frequency layer, yeah. A mid layer, yeah. A high frequency yeah. layer. So at the end, there were four arrangements, four songs.
Yes.
And it's going in the circle. It yes. reminds me of this surrealist game where they made some little sketches. Then they folded the paper, and you see only some few lines. And the next one is creating with these few lines the next part of the sketch.
Is it's it kind of like that, but you see what already was done.
And who has defined who is capable? Who is responsible for which layer?
This is just this like who's where in the circle. Just I think we did that randomly even. So this just out of the concept there follows the.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And in the end, I was overwhelmed by all those theoretical considerations that you have reported about it. Me, myself, I would have heard all these parts, and then it's just inspirational. So, wow, very impressing.
Thank you. Other questions? Or maybe if you can, since Niels and Chris are also in the room, if you have questions for the other stuff, the stuff that I did not do, you can maybe ask them if you're interested in something.
Not really a question, but just a common sense, just to have it on tape. I think because you mentioned it before with like it's all like no compression, no nothing.
Yes.
I think there's value in that. It sounds good with just the dynamics and not even the EQ to have it sound good like that, because I think I speak for a lot of electronic music producers that like really, really get lost in okay, how do I make this sound as loudly as possible, and pack it into the mix and all the terminology when you're really focused on the instrument sounding good? So, just this, wanted to mention that.
Yeah, this comes out of just who I am and what I can and can't do. So I'm a conductor. I'm used to leveling the dynamics of people and telling them how to do it differently, and I'm really not an expert in mixing, and so I'm equalizing because of do a lot of voice recording. I'm familiar with that. I actually don't know why I didn't do that here. I don't remember, but so this is just out of who I, and I think this again is showing everybody can do something like that. And you will be lacking in some parts, but you will bring something to the table that only you can do. And this will come out in this kind of project. Yeah.
Yes, hi. When you did the Nolan stuff, where...
The what stuff?
The Nolan stuff,
yeah,
you
yes.
talk about, where you get the import from, the WAV files or MP3 files?
As I said, from MuseScore. MuseScore comes with a library already. So I initially only wanted to do the sheet music there, but it comes with a libraries where you can listen what you're jotting down. And this is, I actually don't really know where they get their library from, but this is actually not that bad.
It's free and free for use?
Not anymore, I guess. Yeah. It is. But it is still? Okay, yeah. Maybe give him the microphone.
Okay, I was just saying that this was probably MuseScore three. Version 3,
yes.
And now it's at version 4, and they have a new sound font library for orchestral sound. So if you use that, it wouldn't sound the same anymore, but they still have the old one. So.
Yeah, and it's, as you heard, I think, I mean, for this purpose, quite okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And while I have the microphone.
This is the score, by the way, for what I did there. Yeah. So, sorry.
Oh, what? Wow. So many instruments.
Yeah, it was a lot of instruments, and I just exported it in four groups. So, yeah, you do. Yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
Back to the Am Gleis
yes.
track.
The last, the second yeah. to last one.
For the bass layer, I just used. Some Roland 909 samples and a Behringer Pro 1 synthesizer. And that sounds really good. It has that dark quality that fits the theme of the track really well, I think.
The theme that you created because you were the first person doing anything on the track.
Yeah, yeah. I was imagining doing something like Duran Duran or something.
Yeah, but something totally different came out of it, yes. Yeah. There was somebody, I think, wanted to, no? Yeah? No, okay. So, yeah. Niels, do you want to say something about whatever you did there? You don't have to, I just wanted to give you the opportunity if you wanted to. No. Yeah, so if there's not any more questions, I guess we're finished. Thank you very much for listening.